The perfect end to a perfect day? Fine wine and food at Coda's Seafood Restaurant and Wine Bar, 212 Wimborne Road, Winton. Telephone 01202 999 999 for Easter bookings. Coda, the end has only just begun.
You're listening to the Mouth 104.2 FM in Winton. This is Danny Berkeley with a look at your news. Hans Blix is addressing the UN Security Council, possibly for the last time before war. Whatever he has to say about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, Britain's top soldier says his troops are ready for action. An extremist Muslim cleric who's called for a holy war against non-believers has been jailed for 9 years. Abdullah Pran Faisal was convicted of soliciting murder and stirring racial hatred. Police are questioning a man in connection with the murder of Marsha McDonald. The 38-year-old was arrested near to where the student was bludgeoned to death in southwest London. Women who want to have cosmetic surgery may be more likely to kill themselves, according to a new study. Research shows the desire for such techniques may be linked to psychological problems. The world's richest football club is getting richer. Shares in Manchester United have soared after rumors two Irish racehorse tycoons may try and buy the club. Get your national news here at the Mouth at the top of every hour.
For the most capable used cars in Winton, come down to Bladebones. If you're just looking, or you fancy taking one of our quality cars for a test drive, get along to Bladebones. No appointment necessary. Ouch. And we undertake bona fide insurance approved crash repairs in our professional body shop. Maynard Bladebones Cars, Winton High Street, just between Little and Sandra's Fancy Goods. 812-747 Bladebones Cars. Yes, of course I'll repeat that for you, sir. That's 812-747. Oh, Mr. Chinnery, I'll have your car prepared directly. Bladebones. All cars sold with a comprehensive guarantee. Complimentary vanilla magic tree and a full valet from our fully qualified and perfectly legal team of Albanian specialists. The car in front is probably from Blades, Winton High Street.
Good morning, Winton. I'm your roving reporter, Roberta, and I'm standing outside the Glass Pit Public House on Winton High Street. Yeah. Hi, guys. Hi. I'm trying to do a report here. Come back to me later for autographs. Yes, the Glass Pit. Just a fall out the door to Sainsbury's supermarket, which is leaving us on the 19th of March. Or a gentle, drunken stumble down the hill to Winton Post Office, where the guys are in the studio. Hi, guys. Well, I've got the glamour job of standing out here in the morning, freezing my ass off. So I'm going to go inside to the councillors of Winton, to the guys with their ears on the beers. Yes, barman Dave and Sam. And ask them what the people of Winton think Sainsbury's supermarket should be turned into. Wow. What a bar full of character and characters and a very unusual smell.
Yeah.
Well, where are my men? Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
So, guys, what do you think Sainsbury's should be turned into?
I don't know.
Don't know.
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 Hold on. I think I hear something. Oh, it's a wrinkled old lady. Hi, wrinkled old lady. What do you think they should turn Sainsbury's into?
To be perfectly honest, I think they should turn the whole thing into a theme park. I mean, you've got all these cats. I mean, have you ever been to Bournemouth? You'll see all the cats, and in Winton in particular. I've been a lifetime member of the Cat Protection League, and it just saddens my heart to see all these cats roaming the streets alone. They should really turn Sainsbury's into a theme park for cats, where you can meet other of their kind, and they can talk, do what cats get up to, and people wanted to, they could feed them. Yeah, well, some kind of theme park.
I think this merits more research. So, I'm staying here in the glass pit, and it's back to you in the studio.
Short on the sides, please, mate. Give me a 4. Yeah, that's it. But a little bit more off top. A bit more. Excellent. You're getting the picture. Lose the locks. I'd rather the marine look, but trim the ends of the moustache. I like it. I like it. I'll do the nasal hair myself, thanks. You don't do armpit hair, do you? No. Pity. That's it. Beautiful. Now that you're through with the missus, you can start on me.
Scissors Salon, 292 Wimborne Road, Winton, where we want you to look and feel extraordinary rather than ordinary.
Oh, I don't know where to start. Winton has just gone to the dog, so it has. Are you listening? You there? Am I on air?
What's happening with Sainsbury's? Why is it moving? That's what I want. Why is Sainsbury's moving? Where am I going to go to shop now? I can go to Iceland, but they don't have the same range of stuff.
Well, to be perfectly honest, it's a disgrace, isn't it? I mean, that's what a government is for. I can't really see this happening in Winton. It's just, I don't know. It's just wrong, if you ask me. It's just...
Someone was riding through on a bike, cycling through Lidl, and
that's for a Waitrose one. I couldn't even afford to get in the door.
Causing mischief and mayhem. Now that's what they were doing in there.
There must be a good reason why they're going, and I want a public apology or some money now. Right?
The morning, morning. Have your say. Good morning and welcome to the morning. Today we're asking to hear your views on the issue of personal safety. Winton and the surrounding areas are regarded as reasonably safe. However, in view of the recent attacks on young women over the past year, should the local council and the university do more to raise awareness? The morning asked Bournemouth University's welfare officer, Barbara Fletcher, for her views and advice.
What's that all down your shirt?
Why, Danny, it's new Soupy Sticks, the super duper soupy snack.
Spiller's new Soupy Sticks, soup in the shape of a stick.
They're super duper.
Soup not guaranteed to keep stick form once removed from packaging. Spiller's does not accept responsibility for staining. Your home may be at risk if you fail to keep up repayments.
This is Winton Local News on the half hour every hour. It's 3:30 p.m.
New news.
There was pandemonium today at the traffic lights at NatWest Junction when they got stuck on Amber. From 16 minutes past 1 until just before 1:30, Winton High Street was chaotic with cars, lorries, bikes and pedestrians. One flustered local inhabitant described it as a scene straight out of Vietnam. The local police arrived swiftly to the scene and were able to amend the situation. No one was brought in for questioning, although a 14-year-old local was given a warning about the dangers of pressing traffic light buttons too often.
Newer news.
In a world first, two charity shops in Wimborne Road are set to merge from next Tuesday. The local Pets in Need of Vets will join the local British Heart Foundation shop to form Pets in Need of Vets with Heart Problems. Mrs. White, 78, and a Tuesday volunteer explained the reason for the merger.
We just can't cope with the trendier ones like cancer research or scope, so we're going after the niche market.
To celebrate the merger on Tuesday, there'll be a half-price Paisley tie sale.
Newest news.
And finally, on a lighter local note, Mr. Matthew O'Connor of Beamister Road is going on hunger strike today in protest against the closure of the local Sainsbury's. 74-year-old Mr. O'Connor stopped eating at 2 today after consulting with his local GP. Mr. O'Connor declined to give an interview but said that he'd rather die than shop in a German-owned business. It's 3:32 p.m. You're listening to The Mouth, putting the local back into local news. Stir and Fry, sponsored by Heinz.
Hello, welcome to Stir and Fry. We're here with Roberto. He's the head chef from Luigi's Italian restaurant on 283 Wimborne Road here in Winton. And today he is going to be making us a special spaghetti and some of the ingredients. Well, what do we have here for ingredients? We've got
nice and fresh onions, mushrooms. We have some extra virgin olive oil, some fresh basil, some oregano, fresh as well. All the ingredients are fresh, basically. And we have some Parmesan cheese. It really smells nice. Can you smell the difference between the kind of grated Parmesan cheese you can buy? That's another thing. A lot of times when you think you're buying Parmesan cheese, especially grated cheese, and that is such a difference between that kind of grated cheese, which is really, really cheap cheese at the end of the day, mm-hmm. waste product, and proper Parmigiano Parmesan cheese. You will to see once you start using proper Parmigiano, although arguably it does cost a lot of money.
Newsflash.
Local man Mr. O'Connor has died from a suspected hunger strike in protest against the closure of Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's have sent a funeral gift hamper to Mr. O'Connor's family. Mary O'Connor, 75 and widowed, is said to be delighted.
And now, just going to put some of this into the frying pan. Excellent. A bit more, maybe. It's got such lovely mushrooms. These are actually quite nice. Usually during this time of year, it's quite hard to get proper mushrooms.
What should people look for when they're buying these ingredients? What's important, for instance, with the mushrooms? How should they look? What size should they be?
Well, the thing is, some people, because England is not really, really English cuisine, they don't really use mushrooms as much as you should do. What you should look for is, don't get put off by dirt. A lot of people just don't like buying mushrooms because they think they're dirty. Oh, you've got to keep telling yourself, this has just come out of fresh and nice soil. This is nothing bad with it. So what you really should look for is take one of the mushrooms there and just smell them. And if you get a very nice aroma out of these mushrooms, then and they look nice and they don't look too old, then you should just buy them because, as I said, they have a very, very strong taste in themselves. But they're also perfect agents for taking on other kinds of tastes. So I'm just going to add a tiny little bit more garlic. Yeah. Now the name of the recipe I'm presenting today is spaghetti al tonno. Well, tonno is Italian for tuna, and a lot of the listeners, they might think like, so you want a pasta sauce with tuna? This is just not going to work. Actually, it is going to work. And these days, I buying tuna is not as evil a thing to do as it was a couple of years ago. There you go. Do you see that nice golden brown colour?
Yeah, it looks
there?
Great.
It's like the mushrooms, and I'm going to put the onions in there now as well.
So with the tuna, what kind of tuna do you want to get? Because there's tuna in brine, there's tuna in spring water, tuna in oil. What kind of tuna is the best for this?
What you want to look for, you want to try to get tuna. You don't need fresh tuna because it's only part of the sauce. So it would be a bit of a waste of money, to be totally honest, because you'll still get the kind of tuna taste you want out of a normal tin can with tuna. You don't want tuna in brine, you want tuna in olive oil.
Okay.
So, because sometimes brine or other vegetable oils, it can just really, really hurt the taste of olive oil.
Do you keep it in the oil, or do you drain any of the oil off? Do you just open the can?
No, we don't. No. Never lose any of the oil. That's okay. All the beauty. This is a very healthy dish, I have to say. It's not low in calories, but it is very healthy. It's two things people sometimes confuse. They think like, what do you mean? I mean, this is, calories are evil. No, actually, calories are not evil. It all comes down to what your personal weekly food schedule looks like, and this is very, very healthy. All the olive oil and the fish in there, and
lots of protein.
Absolutely, loads of protein there. And I mean, olive oil is just the one main ingredient when it comes to most Italian dishes. One thing I want to tell your listeners is, I get asked a lot of times, Luigi, how do you make the pasta? You'd be so well, so all right. My pasta's either, I wasn't able to boil it long enough, or I overboiled it. But the thing is, we have a very, it might sound funny, and it is a lot of fun. What you can do is just you can just take a look at the spaghetti here now. Yeah, just trying to catch a single one. It's sometimes a bit difficult for me. Here, if you take just a single one, this should just be about ready now, and then you throw it against your kitchen wall. I know it sounds funny, and you might have to do a bit of cleaning up after this, but it's a very good indicator. So you throw the spaghetti against the kitchen wall. I'm just going to do this, okay? And you see, it sticks. It sticks to the wall. It doesn't, and that's exactly the right moment. That's why I'm just going to turn this off. Yeah, this is where I turn it off. That's when they are just about right, and we call it al dente. And look at that lovely golden brown color. That's frying. That looks
good. That smells delicious.
It's just the way it should be.
Newsflash.
Rumors are rife that the Moth, Winton's local station, is suffering severe financial problems after coming on air only 2 days ago. Hans Stuchen, the chairperson of the Soundbites group, declined to comment, although Winton Local News managed to secretly record him talking about the situation.
It's sounding money like a wounded nun, a radio authority, I gang.
You are listening to The Moth, bringing you the local news as long as...